Hey, everybody, this is Stelly Efti.
And this is Heaton Shaw. And today on the Startup Chat, we're going to talk about how to overcome a plateau in your business.
I think we like talking about more than just sales and marketing.
We just want to bullshit and chat about business and life. And hopefully, while we're doing that, provide a lot of value to people.
The world's best business podcast.
Oh, shit. We got it.
For people trying to get shit done.
Yeah. We don't want to give you feedback that's bullshit.
And we want you to do your best.
And plateau basically means you're flattening out. Your sales are flattening out. Maybe even just your motivation's flattening out. But you're basically at a place where you might not know how to grow the business, but you've built some level of a business and you're trying to figure out what to do next. And, you know, usually there's a lot of emotion attached to this type of situation. So we wanted to talk about it. Both of us have had it in our own businesses and seen other folks sort of go through this and help them out.
Yeah, I think that this is a super important topic. I know that there's probably, I've seen a little bit about this topic out there, but it's still, I think, an undercover topic. Because it's so much more sexy to talk about the early days when there's nothing going on and you try to get traction and how to scale and how to explode and all that. And there's a lot of stuff about like failure. Oh man, you have zero traction. You run out of money. You're bankrupt. This didn't work. That didn't work. So there's a lot of teaching and talking about massive success and massive failure in the startup world, but not enough about what probably the majority of businesses are going to experience or are going to be in a phase, which is that plateau phase where you've had some success and something's worked, but now you're kind of in a funk. You're in an area where you don't experience a continuation of that success, but it's also not crushing. You're just kind of like tagging along and it feels like you're not improving. Things are not growing as much. Things have just like are stuck in a place, which can be very, very frustrating. And it's not as dramatic as when you have a crisis, but it's kind of a death by a thousand paper cuts type of a thing if you don't act immediately. So first of all, how do you know that you're even at a plateau? Is it the type of thing where once you realize it, it's probably already late? Is there something to be like, is there a method to noticing you are plateauing early? What's your thinking on that, on like identifying even that you are in a plateau?
Usually it's really, where I see it hit is that someone's motivation about the business, about their business is degraded. So there's some level of like, I'm just not motivated. That's why I added the emotional plateau. Sometimes your business is growing, but you're just not motivated, right? You just feel flat about it. So that's one aspect to it. Another aspect to it is that sales are just not growing. Revenue's not growing. You're not getting more customers or you have a high churn or something like that. So you're just, you know, losing all the customers you have or feel like you're going to. So, you know, to me, like what's been really valuable in these scenarios, I've had them a few times in my life. I've even helped people probably like on a monthly basis with something like this is basically figure out why you have this plateau. And usually it's a feeling, not anything else. Because remember, startups and businesses are created from nothing. So in the beginning, it wasn't even a plateau. Nothing existed. There was no plateau to worry about, right? Now all of a sudden you're like, I got this, right? And I'm growing. I know you and I have shared a bunch about like getting from zero to 10 customers, 10 to 100, et cetera. And we talked a little bit, you know, and touched on this idea that like you just, whatever you did to get to where you are, you're going to have to change something to get to the next place. That's why it might just be your own motivation and finding maybe you've been grinding it out too hard, right? And you just need to step back. I don't mean take a break, take a vacation, because I've seen people get absurd with that thinking. So I wouldn't suggest that, but I would just suggest whatever you got to do to take a step back and basically look at the forest from the trees. That's another approach that I've seen. But at the end of the day, you got to figure out why the plateau exists. Like, what is it? And usually if it's a business related one where like their sales are down or churn's high or something, it's just some metric in there that you just still don't know. Either you don't recognize it or you don't know how to improve it yet. And then all these emotions get stacked around it and people in your company might have different opinions. So it's about cutting through that and getting to the data, you know, and some of the data is your own personal motivation potentially if everything's fine in your business, but you're just not motivated. It's an emotional plateau, but a business plateau is actually, you know, pretty basic, which is like, hey, there's a problem in our business because we're not growing. What do we got to do?
I love that you brought the emotional component to this because it's such a big part and people are in a funk. Right? I mean, and it can be the founders, but it could also just be like different people in your team as a startup. CEO or founder, you'll experience this over and over again, where even if things are going really well, maybe there's a person or multiple people that, you know, after some period of time, they're just in a funk. They're just in a, they're emotionally plateauing. And so they're less motivated, less excited. And some people might use the word burnout. I love that you, I know that you, Heaton, will go, you're not burnt out, you're just bored. Right? You're just not excited enough about what you're doing. And words do matter. The way you think about the problem it influences heavily how you're going to come up with a solution. But so I love that you bring up that point. Is it fair to say, would you say it's fair to say that just from a pure business side of things, or maybe even the personal and emotional side of things, the reason why you're plateauing is probably one of two things. Either you've kept doing what you always did, and that's just, you know, that has run its course, so you haven't changed, you know, when you needed to, or you're not doing what you have been doing, right? You used to do something that worked, and then you stopped doing that. So either you haven't changed, or you've changed the wrong thing. Is that overly simplified, or is that a good model to think about this?
No, it's binary, right? Either you change something and it didn't work and you don't realize it, or you didn't change anything at all, right?
Yeah.
Right? And that's about it. So changing the wrong thing definitely is something common. Not changing anything is common. And those are the two things. A third thing is just you change something and it worked, which means you wouldn't be in a plateau, right?
Yes, that's right.
I like the basicness of it. Yeah.
Yeah, if you keep doing the basics that worked and that still work, you're in a good place. And if you change in a way that's better than what you used to do, yeah, the you can't be in a plateau if you've changed in a way that works better than what you used to do. Typically, right? Typically that will mean that there's a new stimulus for the business to be growing. So if it's one of those two things, you just need to identify what it is, and then act on it. Now, both are, you know, always a little harder to do than to say, but I would say that going back to what you've already done successfully is probably easier than realizing that you haven't changed and what you've always done and always worked isn't working as well anymore and you need to change, because a lot of times there's going to be many options, like whatever. Let's say you've always just done whatever, I don't know, email marketing. And that has been kind of the source for growth. And now you have this massive list and whatever. Let's say you've run out of ways to do email marketing, which is hard to believe, but let's just say. And that pure kind of distribution channel isn't working anymore in terms of like growing as massively. So now you have to find another distribution channel. If you have to do that, that's typically harder, right? Because there's so many options and you have no experience in what's going to work and what not and how to make it work. So how do you deal with that when you're in a plateau and you realize that you should have probably started changing and experimenting a while back and you haven't, and hence why now the stuff that's always been working isn't working anymore and you need to now change the company? How do you go about that? I mean, you've advised many people to go through this process. Is there any patterns that you've seen that people that break through the plateau successfully, what do they have in common? What's the formula they use typically to get out of that funk?
Be real. Can you be brutally honest with yourself? I mean, look, it's terrible, and I'm going to say it like this, but like the number of times that I hear people who I've had an impact on now tell me, I just think about what you would do. What would Heaton do? And I know it's like the what would Jesus do and all that. Yeah. Like I hear that. Like even today, Like the other day, a person on my team was just like, yeah, I just, as long as Heaton helps me decide how to fix my problem, I'm good. I'm like, okay, great. Just be ready for the answer. So my advice on this one personally is just like, I'm just brutally honest and direct, and I try to cut through the emotion as much as possible when I talk to a founder about this. And I don't mean to do that not in a compassionate way. It's out of compassion, out of a lot of love for what they're dealing with. And all that. But like at the end of the day, it's like, get through your crap. Like, can you, if you were somebody else from the outside looking at your business like a business person, can you explain what's going on? And if you can just write that out and explain what's going on by after you remove the emotion, that's the key. So a tactic, and you know, maybe it's tip time. Maybe we're going to go through more tips, but to me is like, write it out, write out with emotion what you're feeling about this situation, And in that somewhere will be the reason why you're plateauing. And then write out a version that's very business oriented, like a business report about your business. It's sad, but like people don't do this. Honestly, this is one of the reasons why, like, when I get updates from founders about their business, whether I'm an advisor, whether I'm an investor, or just a friend to them, or they just ask me if they can send them to me, I always say yes. It doesn't matter what kind of involvement I have. And many people are like, oh, Heaton, you're just trying to get data on startups. Yeah, always. That's not the point, right? Like, I want more data. I love data. I love information. I'm hungry for it. But that's not why. It's because if someone is willing to give me an update about their business, right, that gives me an opportunity to respond to them and help them out. But that's not even it. What it is it shows this like self-awareness that people don't realize. Because sending an update about your business to all these people and doing it on a regular cadence, whether it's monthly, sometimes weekly, maybe bi-weekly, or even like quarterly, I get all the different cadences. It just shows this self-awareness. It shows this ability to get away from your emotion. Because, yeah, you know, being in business, being a founder, whatever, they say it's emotional. It is. I agree. But like that concept itself is probably what I would recommend if you ever want to just avoid a plateau. So this is about plateau avoidance, because then people can pull you out of it. People will give you their thoughts, and don't send crappy updates. But that's probably for another episode. But like, that's the key to me. Write it out and then take the emotion out of it as if you're writing an update to your best friend or whoever, you know, business partner or your mom or whatever you want to choose about your business without any emotion. And if you need to add the emotion first, just because it's easier and quicker to write, usually it is, start there. That's my biggest tip for even just getting through the plateau. Ideally, even avoiding it would be just doing that on a more regular basis and holding yourself accountable to other people.
Yeah, I love that. You guys might want to listen to episode 139 of the Startup Chat, 139, how to do effective postmortems, right? Because once you realize you're in a plateau, you should sit down and write down what happened, what are all the reasons why you're there. And using the framework that we taught on how to do postmortems, I think is a super valuable and effective one for people out there.
Yeah.
And then really, I think honestly, what it boils down to is that for whatever reason, you resisted. Either you resisted change or you got too excited about changing things and you resisted consistency. So there's a good reason why you are where you are. And if you want to get to a different place, you're going to have to fundamentally change what you do and how you feel and how you think about things. And I think that that's really the hardest part. I think a lot of times people realize they're in a plateau with their business. They might even are able to articulate why that is and what they probably would have to do to remedy that. But they just don't want to do it. It's kind of like me saying, oh shit, I've added, you know, 10 extra pounds or whatever it is, 20 extra pounds. I kind of know how I got here. I was eating a lot and I wasn't going to do training anymore. And it's not rocket science necessarily on what I need to do to get off all these extra pounds. But it doesn't mean that I want to do what it takes to get back in shape. And it doesn't mean that I'm going to do it. And I think that that's really the difficult part. I think people tend to overcomplicate what it will take to break through the plateau, basically because they don't want to do the thing that they need to do to get through it. So just realize that you're going to have to suck it up and make some uncomfortable choices, maybe in the short term, to get back to a really a healthy, exciting, growing place again. And that's really, that I find oftentimes being a bigger challenge than the tactical, what do we need to do? That's usually not that hard to figure out. Worst case, you reach out to an advisor or somebody out there to give you some feedback. But then the doing it, the stepping into action, that will usually involve some discomfort. And you have to embrace that if you want to break through the plateau.
Yeah, no, totally agree. You have to. I mean, there's no choice, right? Otherwise, like, you know, usually you have team members and other people that are relying on you. And sometimes it's just helpful to think through that, not just think about yourself, just as a tactic, which is like, there's people that rely on you. So it's important for you to figure this out for them and yourself.
Awesome. I think this is it from us for this episode. Hey, everybody out there, if you enjoy the Startup Chat, and we do get a lot of your emails and tweets, and I know you probably too, Heaton. You know, every time I speak at some event or something, people come up and thank us for the podcast, which is awesome. We wanna hear from you. Make sure to go to iTunes and give us a review, give us ratings. That is really highly appreciated from both of us. It gives the podcast more exposure, which means more people will find it, more people will listen to it, and hopefully we can create more value. And then make sure to go to thestartupchat.com and subscribe to the email list if you're not already on it. you know, Heathen started taking ownership over our email list and started sending a lot more stuff. So it's going to be really valuable to be on our email list. So if you enjoy the podcast, make sure to get on there ASAP. That's it from us for this week.
Yeah, and I'll add a quick bonus here. We're doing this to help all of you. That's the number one reason we're doing this. The number two.